Good morning to all those Butler students and Butler community members listening. Thank you for joining us. I am Mr. Popovich.
And I'm Mrs. Sankey.
We are both science teachers at the Intermediate High School. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance and our SOAR quote of the day. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our SOAR quote of the day. When a storm is coming, all other birds seek shelter. The eagle alone avoids the storm by flying above it. So, in the storms of life, may your heart soar like an eagle.
Again, thank you for joining us. I am Mr. Popovich.
And this is Mrs. Sankey.
We are both science teachers at the Intermediate High School.
Do you know which media format is celebrating their 110th birthday this year?
Radio.
You're right. Radio.
What is a radio wave?
Radio waves are a type of electromagnetic radiation.
What is electromagnetic radiation?
These are waves of energy that can travel without the use of a state of matter, like the air. NASA uses radio waves during space missions.
So radio waves are like light waves because they can travel through space without any air or water to carry them.
Yes, you're right there. There are many different kinds of electromagnetic waves. Microwaves, X-rays, gamma rays are just some other kinds of electromagnetic waves. In fact, radio waves are just a small part of the electromagnetic spectrum, but they play an important role in our lives today.
Cool. What else are radio waves used for?
They're used for television and cell phones. These devices receive radio waves and convert them to mechanical vibrations in the speaker to create sound waves, which we hear.
How many different radio frequencies are there?
The radio spectrum is a limited resource and is often compared to farmland. Just as farmers must organize their land to achieve the best harvest regarding quantity and variety, the radio spectrum must be split among users in the most efficient way.
Who discovered radio waves and who invented the radio? Was it Tyler Friel and Father Kevin so we could hear our boys win the Whipple Championship?
No, it was not those two. They need to be thankful for a couple of guys named James Clerk Maxwell and Heinrich Hertz. Maxwell developed a unified theory of electromagnetism in the 1870s and predicted the existence of radio waves. Hertz became the first person to transmit and receive controlled radio waves.
This is why the unit of frequency of an electromagnetic wave is called a hertz, in his honor. Radio waves come in many different lengths. For waves of similar lengths, the greater the frequency, the greater the speed of the wave. Radio waves move extremely fast. A radio wave moves at nearly the speed of light. Remember, light is also an electromagnetic wave. A radio wave transmission to the International Space Station only takes 1/1000th of a second. Again, radio waves are moving at nearly the speed of light.
Sound waves move slower than radio waves. A sound wave is about 250 times slower than a radio wave. Also, sound waves actually move faster in water and even faster through solids like a piece of wood than they do through the air. This is because the molecules are closer together. In space, astronauts on a spacewalk cannot hear one another without the use of radio waves because there is no air to carry the sound wave. An astronaut could scream at her partner, and they would not be able to hear her because there isn't any air to carry the wave. Do you know what part of the wave affects the volume?
The volume of the sound of the wave that we hear is affected by a part called the amplitude or height of the wave. The greater the amplitude or the greater the height of the wave, the greater the volume.
radio frequencies are subdivided into 9 different bands. Have you ever heard the term radio band?
I have heard that term, and extremely low frequency bands are used for extremely long ranges.
This is true, but radio, like the one you are listening to right now, uses low to medium frequency radio bands. AM radio frequency bands fall between 535 kilohertz to 1.7 megahertz. These frequencies are how you tune into a radio station, such as WISR, which is what you're listening to right now. It's at 680 kilohertz.
And did you know the first use of radio waves was at an opera house in 1910? An inventor named Lee DeForest had suspended microphones above the opera house stage. He then set up a transmitter and antenna to broadcast the performance to a few select locations in New York City.
What did the people think about the broadcast that eventually replaced dot and dash telegraphs, evening newspapers, silent films, and soapbox corner announcements?
Well, not everyone embraced the radio or understood how it functioned. Many Americans were weary of the radio. People began to blame radio waves for everything, from bed springs that creaked and caused poor sleep, to creaking floors in the house, cows that didn't produce milk. They even blamed radio for sick children throwing up in the corner.
So, obviously, this did not stop radio broadcasting.
No. World War I came along, and the use of radio communication played an important role in our nation's defense. In fact, did you know that the first broadcasting station was right here in western Pennsylvania? KDKA 1020 began broadcasting 100 years ago on November 2nd, 1920.
Yes, even though I was not alive then, I did pay attention in history class. Did you know that from 1922 to 1923, the number of radios in America increased from 60,000 to 1.5 million? In 1922, there were 28 stations in operation. By 1924, there were 1,400. Among the biggest commercial broadcasters were the National Broadcasting Company and the Columbia Broadcasting System, formed in 1926 and 1927 respectively, and still familiar as the television networks NBC and CBS.
During World War II, 9 out of 10 families owned a radio, and they listened to the radio for about 3 to 4 hours each day, using it as their primary source for news.
The creation of the transistor allowed radios to become smaller and more mobile. Radio stations were able to cater more specialized programming to their audiences. Perhaps most important, though, was the emergence of rock and roll. And as the music took to the airwaves, so did under 21 listeners.
Some of you might be wondering what a radio wave looks like because it is invisible to the human eye. The radio wave has a profile like all other waves you are familiar with. The top of the wave is the crest, and the bottom is the trough. The frequency refers to how quickly a complete wave passes by a given point. The frequency ranges from 3,000 hertz to 3 billion hertz.
Radio waves also have wavelengths, which are measured from the crest of one wave to the crest of the next. Radio waves have the longest wavelengths in the electromagnetic spectrum, and they range from 0.04 inches to more than 62 miles.
Now, some of you might be wondering, what is the difference between FM and AM radio?
Well, AM radio has a long range, particularly at night when the ionosphere, which is a layer in the atmosphere, can bounce the waves back to Earth. However, AM radio is subject to more interference than FM radio. AM radio waves can be blocked or interfered with by metal-walled buildings, such as a skyscraper, and this can cause the sound to be reduced.
FM waves are higher frequency bands. FM waves are not disrupted by environmental factors like the AM band. eventually the AM and FM bands were joined by XM and satellite radio services, extending the medium's reach into the 21st century.
Again, what makes a shorter band like an AM wave special is that it can bounce off the atmosphere, which allows the wave to travel great distances. Shortwave stations can be heard for thousands of miles because the signals bounce off the ionosphere and rebound back hundreds or thousands of miles from their point of origin.
Super high frequencies and extremely high frequencies represent the top of the radio band. Molecules in the air can absorb these high frequencies, which limits their range. These types of waves are used for short-range applications such as Wi-Fi and Bluetooth. They work best in a clear line of sight path, as the waves will tend to bounce off of objects.
Do you know what they use the high frequency waves for? They're used for radar. These waves help scientists to learn about one of my favorite areas of science, astronomy.
How do you use radar to learn about stars? I thought telescopes were used by astronomers.
Telescopes are used, but outer space is teeming with sources of radio waves. Planets, stars, gas and dust clouds, galaxies, pulsars, and even black holes. By studying these, astronomers can learn about the motion and chemical composition of these cosmic sources, as well as the processes that cause these emissions. A radio telescope sees the sky very differently than it appears in visible light. Instead of seeing point-like stars, a radio telescope picks up distant pulsars, star-forming regions, supernova remnants, and quasars. These telescopes are providing valuable information for astrophysicists daily.
Wow. So let's review some of our key terms we learned today.
We heard about frequency. Frequency is what we use to tune into a radio station. AM radio uses shorter frequencies than FM radio. The shorter the frequency of the wave, the greater the distance the wave can travel around the world.
Frequency is not the same thing as speed because waves come in many different lengths. But when looking at waves of similar lengths, the greater the frequency, the greater the speed.
Radio waves move at nearly the speed of light and are much faster than the speed of sound. Sound waves and radio waves are not the same. Radio waves are in the same category of wave as light.
Sound waves are much slower than radio waves and require matter to carry them. The amplitude of a sound wave controls the volume of the sound, and the speed of the sound wave changes according to the material the wave is traveling through.
What, then, is the future of radio? Well, it's the Internet. Brick and mortar has given way to cyberspace. Younger audiences no longer listen to traditional radio. Rather, they are their own programmers, picking and choosing their own music through a variety of radio apps.
This is Mr. Popovich.
And Mrs. Sankey.
Thank you for joining us this morning on the radio.
Have a great day.